Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. In human society, there are various activities performed for the protection of one's wealth and life by one's words, one's minds, and one's actions. But they are all performed for one's personal or extended sense gratification with reference to the body. All these activities are baffled because of being separate from devotional service. But when the same activities are performed for the satisfaction of the Lord, the beneficial results are distributed to everyone, just as water poured on the root of a tree is distributed throughout the entire tree. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the distinction between materialistic activities and activities performed in Krishna consciousness. The entire world is active, and this includes the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, and the bhaktas. However, all activities except those of the bhaktas, the devotees, end in bafflement and a waste of time and energy. Mogasha mogakarmano mogagyana vichetasaha. If one is not a devotee, his hopes, his activities, and his knowledge are all baffled. A non-devotee works for his personal sense gratification or for the sense gratification of his family, society, community, or nation. But because all such activities are separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are considered asat. The word asat means bad or temporary, and sat means permanent and good. Activities performed for the satisfaction of Krishna are permanent and good. But asat activities, although sometimes celebrated as philanthropy, altruism, nationalism, this ism or that ism, will never produce any permanent result and is therefore all bad. Even a little work done in Krishna consciousness is a permanent asset and is all good because it is done for Krishna, the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is everyone's friend, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only enjoyer and proprietor of everything. Bhuktaram Yajas Tapasam Savaloka Maheshwaram. Therefore, any activity performed for the Supreme Lord is permanent. As a result of such activities, the performer is immediately recognized. Nacha Tasman Manushesu Kaschin Me Priyakritamaha. Such a devotee, because of full knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is immediately transcendental, although he may superficially appear to be engaged in materialistic activities. The only distinction between materialistic activity and spiritual activity is that material activity is performed only to satisfy one's own senses, whereas spiritual activity is meant to satisfy the transcendental senses of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By spiritual activity, everyone factually benefits, whereas by materialistic activity, no one benefits, and instead one becomes entangled in the laws of karma. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Ummilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I'd like to ask for your blessings to be able to say something that's pleasing to you and to the Supreme Lord. The first thing that occurred to me was that the last phrase in this verse, mula nisechanan yat, is very similar to another verse, which we find in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the fourth canto, 31st chapter, text 14. Yata taro mula nisechaneena. Tripyanti tat skanda bijo pasakaha. Prano paharach cha yatendriyanam. Tataiva savahanam achucheja. So that the first line especially of that verse is very familiar to many. Yato taro mula nisechaneena. So mula nisechaneena. So nisechaneena means by watering, and mula means the root. So of course Krishna is that root. So by pleasing Krishna, everything and everybody is pleased. So that's the basic idea in this verse that we're considering today, that that any activities that are performed that please Krishna, then they are worthwhile. Otherwise, any other activities are baffled. They are useless. Asat, not permanent, or not beneficial. So the majority of activities that are being carried on currently in this material world are asat. So Krishna consciousness is quite simple in many respects, and that is just please Krishna and everything is fine. No need to worry. The translation actually to that verse, Yato taro mulasit nisechanena, goes, as pouring water on the root of a tree and energizes the trunk, branches, twigs and everything else, and as supplying food to the stomach enlivens the senses and limbs of the body, simply worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead through devotional service automatically satisfies the demigods who are parts of that Supreme Personality. So that's the translation there says that that as pouring water on the root of a tree energizes the trunk. So this is a very nice thought, that actually everything is energized by the Supreme Lord, that we are energized by the Supreme Lord. Nothing else will actually really energize us. I was just reading yesterday in Lord Shiva's prayers, which he spoke to the Prachetas, and Lord Shiva spoke all those all his prayers, quite a lot of about 30 or 40 verses. I didn't count, but something like that. And he spoke it personally himself, because it would have even more potency coming from his lips. So we hear these words of the Bhagavatam and the Maha Mantra directly from a pure devotee, from Srila Prabhupada. And therefore these words have become energized, become imbued with even more potency. And interestingly enough, Lord Shiva was praying for the energy, actually, to be able to serve Krishna, to be able to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Because without the Lord inspiring us, we can't even do that, it seems. It doesn't seem, it is the fact. And actually, he was praying to Lord Aniruddha, mostly, in the section that I read anyway. He was praying to Aniruddha, who is in charge of the mind. So most of the time it's the mind which actually gets in the way, at least for me anyway, personally speaking, it's the mind. Actually, the body does also cause problems sometimes, because Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai, Jai Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gauri Tai Ki Jai, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Yes, unfortunately, sometimes also the body makes it very difficult to serve the Lord. Also, if it's not in good health. So, therefore, Lord Shiva was praying, and he was giving these prayers for the Prachetas so that they could pray, they could repeat these prayers and receive the mercy of being able to serve the Lord. So he was praying to Lord Aniruddha for the inspiration and the energy to be able to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So there's another verse actually, which where the word mula, root, is used in Bhagavad Gita, in the first verse of the 15th chapter. It says, urdva mulam adashakam. So, in that verse, the example, well, it said in that this whole cosmic manifestation has expanded downward, because that verse is actually explaining that everything is in this universe is coming actually from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from the spiritual world. The root is the Supreme Lord. So, urdhvam mulam adashaka, and all the branches, everything is coming from the root of the Supreme Lord. And of course, one of the, what are they called? Nutshell verses of the Bhagavatam, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Mata Sarvam Pravatite. Krishna says, I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. So, there's also another very nice verse, which is actually in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because we have to have that faith. We have to have the faith that actually just by serving Krishna, everything is achieved. So faith is defined in Chaitanya Charitamrita with this verse, Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kahe Shrudida Nishchoy. Krishna Bhakti Kaila Sava Karma Krita Hoy. Shraddha is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. So, because this is often the problem, we think, oh, I have so many important things to do. I have to do this, I have to do that. So many things we give importance to. But in actual fact, the most important thing, and everything will flow from that, is actually satisfying Krishna. Just as, was it Suta Goswami or the sages of Naimisharanya said, Ata pumbir dvija stresa vanashram vibhaga shaha svanustitasya dharmasya samsidhi haritoshanam. That the highest perfection you can achieve by performing any of your activities that you have to perform according to your position in life. It says caste divisions and orders of life, but whatever your position in life, the highest perfection you can achieve is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Samsidhi haritoshanam. That line is very important line to try to bear in mind. Samsidhi haritoshanam. So we have to have that faith that just by serving Krishna, then all other subsidiary activities will actually be served by that. And then such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotion. Of course, if we don't have that faith, then we're not going to be able to perform devotional service to Lord Krishna. But in the purport to that verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was an interesting line by Srila Prabhupada. He said, the best achievement of all fruitive activity is detachment from material life. So it's actually not all the details of material life. It's detachment from material life, which is the best result or achievement of fruitive activity. So even if we're engaged in fruitive activity, then we should offer the result to Krishna, and then ultimately we will get that detachment. Because the fruit of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead is knowledge and detachment. There was one other aspect I wanted to, which occurred to me anyway when I was looking at this verse, which is a nice verse which is very comforting for many of us, well, me in particular. It's spoken by Narad Muni to Vyasadeva. It's quite a famous verse. It says, Chaktva svadhamam charanam bhujam hare bhajan apakvo tapatet tato yadi yatra kvava bhadram abhujamushakim kovata apto bhajatam svadharmataha. It says, one who has forsaken his material occupations to engage in the devotional service of the Lord may sometimes fall down while in an immature stage, yet there is no danger of his being unsuccessful. On the other hand, a non-devotee, though fully engaged in occupational duties, does not gain anything. So, so there's no loss in engaging in Krishna consciousness. Even, like Srila Prabhupada says, I think, in this purport, even a little. I think he's quoting from Bhagavad Gita, or he's paraphrasing Bhagavad Gita. Even a little work done in Krishna consciousness is a permanent asset and is all good because it is done for Krishna, the all-good Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is everyone's friend. So, neha bikrama nashosti pratyavaya nivijite. Even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. That's what Krishna says in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So there is never any loss in pursuing Krishna consciousness. It is all auspicious at all times. Even a little engagement, just like Parashuram Prabhu, just during the kirtan, he brought a couple of people in who I think probably have never seen Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, and they just stayed for like 10 seconds probably and then went out again. So even if they had no other opportunity in life, then that is to their greatest benefit, just having actually taken darshan of Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman and Gaur Nithai for 10 seconds. I suppose even sometimes you see on a weekend or Sunday, people come in here when there's a sort of traffic flow through here. And sometimes you notice people just come in, they don't even look at the deities. Have you ever noticed that? People come in and somehow or other they're looking everywhere else but not at the deities. And but still, just they have been seen by Radha Gokulananda, because actually that is the most important thing. So we should never feel that actually there's any loss in pursuing Krishna consciousness. Even if we somehow or other don't manage to complete the whole to achieve the ultimate goal of Krishna consciousness, there is no loss. We have undoubtedly made great strides forward in our spiritual life. So there was one other aspect I was considering in this verse. So Srila Prabhupada is talking about bafflement. So I was just wondering, bafflement. Actually, I couldn't find the word bafflement in the dictionary, but the word baffle is there. It means to perplex, to puzzle, bewilder, mystify. Or a second meaning is to thwart, frustrate, or foil. So actually all the activities of the material world are foiled or thwarted. Why? Because they don't have the ultimate goal in life in mind. It's just about sense gratification. That's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here. A non-devotee works for his personal sense gratification or extended sense gratification, family, society, community, nation, etc. But because there's no ultimate end, there's no conclusion to it, there's no real purpose behind it. It's all baffled. It's all thwarted or frustrated. I was thinking, an example came to mind, that it's like running a marathon. Like in last year, the London Marathon, there were 36,748 runners who completed the marathon. And the thing I was thinking is, if it wasn't organized, if one day people just said, well, let's just have a marathon, and nobody organized it, then it will be just total chaos. People say, well, where are we going? I'm going to go in that direction. I'm going to go in this direction. Everybody would be bumping into each other and probably getting into fights because, you know, you trip me up, you know, like that. So it would be total chaos because there's no ultimate goal in mind and there's no clear path. This is your path. You have to go down this path if you want to complete this marathon. And an interesting thing about a marathon is that of those 36,000 runners, most of them are amateurs. They're just doing it for the fun of it. And they don't mind about the result so much. They don't mind if they don't get anywhere near the record for running the London Marathon. For them, it's just a taking part. And they get the benefit from the discipline of having the effort that they put in for it. So in the same way, we're like engaged in a marathon. And so therefore, we must keep in mind, obviously, the start, where we are now, the pathway that we have to pursue, which is given to us by the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, and the ultimate goal, which is ultimately to develop pure love for Krishna. Prema Pumata Mahan. That is the greatest ultimate goal of human life. To develop that pure love for Krishna. And to go back home, back to Godhead. So if we follow this process, then there's no question that we ultimately will reach the goal. We may not be first over the line, but that doesn't matter. It's not important. Because everything that's within the material realm is non-permanent. And time doesn't exist. So whether we achieve it in good time, in a record time, or just in a, like Maharaj Katvanga, he actually achieved it within a second. When he was told he was going to leave his body, within that second he became Krishna conscious and he went back home, back to the spiritual world. But we can't expect to do that necessarily, or generally we can't expect that. So not to worry. We just persevere with enthusiasm and patience and ultimately we will achieve the ultimate goal of life. And please Krishna and receive his mercy and go back home, back to the spiritual world. So I'll finish there. It's 8:30. So if there's any questions.